Welcome to Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, a joint effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and the FAA Safety Team, the FAST Team. This talk show addresses strategies for thinking in today's complex aviation world. Now, here's Rich Tillery, Chief Pilot for Airline Transport Professionals and FAST Team Lead Representative from Jacksonville, Florida, who is today's host.
Hello, everybody. I'm Rich Tillery. We're up here on the live roof here at Sun and Fun here at the Production Studios, the National Resource Center here in Lakeland, Florida. And right now, as you can see, everything's hopping out here, and I just want to introduce my next guest. Ed and I go back a long way. We've done a Plane Time show as your host of Plane Time, and we did a segment before, and Ed joins me now here up on the rooftop here. Beautiful day here in Florida. Ed, has now, you and I did a show not too long ago. Has much changed in your job status since then?
Rich, no, not really. I continue to support the Runway Safety Office, and unfortunately, we're still having problems with runway incursions. Given all the amount of emphasis over the last year and a half, all the information that we've put out to the public, for those of you that are pilots and members of AOPA, this month you probably got our four movie series DVD in your magazine on different aspects of runway incursion. I'm asking everybody to get a little bit more awareness when you get behind the controls and really focus in on where you are on the airfield, because right now in the general aviation area we continue to have runway incursions. Right now pilot deviations are probably running about 275 as of last week, and that's from October 1st. And when I talk to pilots, it's almost the same old story. You know, they either situational awareness or they've gotten caught up with something else in the cockpit and just misinterpreted that the instructions weren't really for them. And instead of asking, they proceed only to be told by air traffic, hey, you just caused a runway incursion. So it's a never-ending battle. We have lots of folks out there that are trying to get the word out. And hopefully one of these days I can report that the numbers are going in the other direction.
That's great. Ed, now, I've seen the DVDs. They're excellent. They're a good job, and they're well put together, and they bring out a lot of information, everything. Now, with that, does that keep you from having to travel a lot, or are you still on the road a lot with your job?
Well, I'm not on the road a lot. Fortunately, we've got a lot of professionals out there that are helping us, and we're improving a lot of our information so that folks can go online and get it. One of the big things that we started this year is that if you're a CFI and one of your students or recently certified pilots has a pilot deviation, then you're going to be getting a letter from the FAA advising you that one of your students had a pilot deviation. Now, the intent isn't any sanction on the CFI, but what we're trying to do is the CFIs and the DPEs are on the front lines. They have probably more contact with pilots than even FAA employees do. And so what we're trying to do is have the CFIs be aware that their students have been involved in an incident so that they can go back and provide them some additional training or talk to them to find out, what was the problem. Now, I got to tell you that if we keep seeing the same CFI with a lot of students, then we'll pay a visit just to find out if there's a training issue. But the intent is, again, just to make everybody aware of what's going on with their students or former students.
So if the CFI, if he tries to chase us down with like a NASA report or something like that, you guys are still going to talk to him. It's a big issue, obviously.
Yeah, well, the letter's just going to inform the CFI that, Joe Schmo was involved in a pilot deviation. We're not going to do any follow-up, nor are we going to do any other letters to the CFI. We're hoping that the CFI, being a professional, that he or she will go and talk to their former student, if they still have contact, just to find out what the issue was. The FISDO inspector, he or she will still pay a visit to the pilot, student pilot, to do the investigation to determine best course of action. So,
all right. Well, let's get off the subject of runway incursion just for a second. Let's talk a little bit about Ed Jarvis, because I know that you just didn't start in this thing a year ago or 2 years ago, whenever we did our plane time show. Let's talk a little bit about some of your credentials that kind of got you to where you're actually overseeing this the runway incursion problems that we have today.
Well, I started out in United States Air Force, of course, as a air traffic controller. I did that for almost 22 years, started as a specialist, was a trainer, was a standards and evaluation. I also was a check airman for air traffic specialist. Went into management, also designed terminal instrument procedures. In the process of going down to a lot of the FAA Academy schools, got my pilot's license because as a controller, I was like, geez, I sure would like to learn the other side of the mic. And so I did actually got my private pilot's license in Japan, which was an interesting experience, the way they do air traffic control, not so much that the phraseology was.
And because you couldn't speak the language, you got into your own little runway incursions and said, you know, I ought to do this for a living.
No, I'm happy to say that I haven't had any incursions, but you certainly, because of the language barrier, you pick up an ear of really listening, to make sure it was that for me. And did some charter service, in the process got 5 degrees. So yeah, I'm 24/7, aviation related. So, and I've been doing it for a little over 30 years. But you know what? The old adage, I'm always learning because I don't know it all.
I just wanted to pause so you guys get a chance to know who this man really is and what his background is. Now, he learned how to fly in Japan. Now, over here in the United States, obviously we're getting a lot of schools that are bringing in a lot of foreign students, and everything. I know here in Florida especially. And, do you guys keep track of trends on whether or not, how many foreign pilots are getting runway incursions? Is the English proficient thing coming into play here?
So we're doing a lot better. We are, in fact, now starting to look at the schools because we are seeing some issues. And what we're trying to do is tackle those issues by having the local FISDO, or the what we call the POI, which is the Principal Operations Inspector, who is assigned to the school, to be able to go in there and give lectures, seminars to the students, so that we again try to get it, from an educational point of view, right, prior to having to do it because of an official investigation. And I can't really say that it's a big problem, but again, the general aviation is the area. We had a big push last year to tackle all the 121, which is the scheduled airliners. I'm happy to report that those numbers are down, but again, GA is still strong, and more work needs to be done. And there's some things that we're going to try to tackle this coming year to get AOPA, NBAA, and some of the other organizations to buy in on, so that maybe we change the focus on, for example, BFRs, and the training from a human factors side. It starts at the sport pilot point of view, instead of waiting until somebody's getting a commercial ticket, because in some cases, folks, once they get their private pilot's license, that's as far as they want to go.
Right.
And so, human factors is a big thing with runway incursions.
Yeah, that kind of brings up a good point here at Sun and Fun. I wonder how many people here that are flying in actually only have, just a private pilot certificate, and you know, trying to make it in, make it out, and, you know, just using that little bit of experience that they have. You know, nobody wants to learn by the school of hard knocks and having, you know, a runway incursion or something like that, you know, held against you. I mean, so what happens, you know, if somebody does have one of these incidents happen to them? I mean, what's the course of action? Are they tainted for life?
No, Rich. You know, I got to tell you that almost all the people that we interview, nobody has ever admitted, you know what, when I got up this morning, I decided I was going to have a runway incursion. No, you know, look, we're humans. We understand that there's a lot of things going on. But what we want to do is we want to, when air traffic advises you that you have a possible pilot deviation, runway incursion, they gather the information and they put that information into a reporting system. That reporting system then notifies either the FISDO or, if you were a scheduled airliner, the certificate management office, and an inspector is assigned to seek out you as a pilot to get your point on, okay, what happened? And he or she listens to the tapes. They have pilot statements. They have air traffic statements. They look at the airfield. You know, maybe the markings or signage was wrong. And then that inspector makes a determination as to whether to substantiate the alleged pilot deviation. And then, depending on whether you're, you know, have a cooperative attitude, not an habitual offender,
right,
he or she will make a determination whether they're going to, one, do no action at all, and or whether they're going to do administrative action, such as, you know, make you do required training. You know, it's rare, and I can't say that it's never happened, but I don't think that we've ever put somebody on vacation
in jail.
Yeah, no. You know, our intent, though, is for you to be honest with the inspector who's investigating it, because we really want to know, you know, what was going on. A good example, if I have time for an example.
I think you have time.
We had an individual who, unfortunately, was going through a family crisis and was going through a divorce. And the guy was all right, you know. I mean, you know, he had come to grips with that, and the next day he flew, and he was talking to his co-pilot about it, and got to talking about, geez, I wonder how much it's going to cost you. So this started playing in the back of his mind, and again, situational awareness. And he said, you know, I should have went to the chief pilot and said, you know, I can't fly because I got some issues on my mind. But he honestly thought it wasn't an issue, but it turned out to be. You know, well, if you don't ask certain questions, we would have never known that. And the guy was up front with us, and, you know, that's good. And that's all we're saying, because, you know, we're spending a lot of money with a lot of programs, with a lot of educational things. Are we hitting the mark or are we not? And then, you know, the issue comes up where a lot of my colleagues who give these seminars every, you know, month say, well, the same guys and gals always show up.
Right.
They're not the ones that are causing the runway incursion. It's the other individuals that don't show up. And so we got to find a way of reaching out to them. And that's why, you know, some of the things that we're going to be looking at to...
Yeah, I like the BFR thing, you know, incorporating into the flight review where, you know, these things are hit pretty solidly, you know.
Yeah.
Even if it increases the amount of time, you know, regulation says 1 hour ground, 1 hour flight, but, you know, not necessarily. Well, the ground part should be the same way. If a guy doesn't, if his knowledge skills aren't there as far as, you know, just asking him from a, you know, from an airport diagram, hey, look, if an air traffic controller says you're cleared to taxi here, where's your clearance limit? And if the guy can't figure it out, you know, then maybe he should have more than 1 hour of ground for his flight review.
Well, you're right. So, you know, again, that's one of the things that we're going to talk to our aviation partners with to get their take, because, you know, like anything in this industry, if you're going to suggest or mandate or whatever the buzzword you want to use, you want to make sure that everybody fully understands what it is you want to do, why, and get their participation and buy-in, because when it comes time to put that out for the public, if there's a group that doesn't like it, you want to at least have the backing of some of the major organizations to say, look, we helped develop this and we think it's a good idea. And, you know, it helps us, because too many times, you know, a lot of folks accuse those of us in government of not getting the opinions of those experts and putting something in, and then we got to pull it back, or we got to make changes, or, you know, and I just assume not do that. Yeah. So let's do it right the first time. If it's something that people can agree that we need to do, and that's, you know, the hardest part is selling it and having the statistical data to support why you need to do it. And, you know, I think that if you can present it, it's hard to say, no, we don't want to do that, because, you know, you got all your ducks in a row, so to speak.
I hear you.
Yep. So.
That's interesting. Well, Ed, look, I appreciate you being up here on the rooftop and everything, and meeting with us here at Sun and Fun. Someday you're going to be just as world famous as me, I hope. And, you know, and maybe we'll have a chance to do another Plain Time show together.
Sure.
You know. But anyway, I'm Rich Tillery, and Ed, this is Ed Jarvis. We're coming to you up here on the up on the upper deck here at the Sun and Fun FA Production Studios. Thank you all for tuning in to Managing Safety, and here at the National Resource Center at the FA Production Studios. I'm Rich Tillery, and we'll see you next time.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, a joint effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and the FAA Safety Team. Please visit our studio website at faaproductionstudios.com to hear past programs.